Let's go.
This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's really great to be joined on the line by Kasia. Of course, you're from Mindfulness Haven Galway. Thanks so much for taking the time out to have a chat to me here on the Hub on iRadio. It's great to have you on.
Thank you, Louise. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Now, I suppose it's a time where lots of people are feeling anxious. They're feeling like maybe that they just don't know what to do in life. Some people have lost their jobs. Other people, you know, they're very stressed about be it business or school or exams or that kind of thing. So I kind of thought we'd maybe get you on to have a little bit of a chat about mindfulness. If anybody is listening tonight, I suppose, can you explain to us a little bit about what mindfulness actually is?
So mindfulness actually originates from a Buddhist meditation practice, but it was brought to us around a decade ago. And
does mindfulness help with anxiety?
It does, yes. There is lots of research done on anxiety, on stress, on panic attacks, or even pain management, as I said before. So it's a really nicely backed up practice. And I think this is a brilliant time when we can actually go inwards a little bit more, focus on what is happening inside of us. Mm-hmm. We are stuck at home right now, so there is not much to do. And the thoughts, the anxieties, the fears are creeping in. So it's a great opportunity to start the practice. So I think what is the great benefit as well of mindfulness is that through the reduction of stress, it also helps us to boost our immune system, helps us to calm the nervous system, and allows our body to work at the full kind of speed and you know, help us with our wellness and overall health as well.
Absolutely.
So, you know, yeah, it's great resilience practice as well, you know, to any changes, any challenges, uncertainties and, you know, fears. So I really recommend it.
Definitely. I wonder, you know, for anybody listening at home right now, if they're listening to the radio and, you know, maybe you could give us an example of some mindfulness exercise that we would be able to do while we're at home. So maybe people can practice it.
Yes. So if you want to have a seat, if you sit on the chair, for example, or you okay. can use the pillow and sit on the floor, it doesn't really matter. So try to find comfortable position. Mm-hmm. And if you can keep your back straight, so away from the back of your seat, just mm-hmm. helping your body to be fully present, to be fully aware, feeling the whole body sitting. And I have actually a nice music in the background, so we'll try how it goes with that. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can hear it in the background.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
A little bit, okay. All right. So find comfortable position. And you can sit on the chair as well. Keep your back straight, a little bit away from the back of the chair. You can take off your shoes and place your feet flat on the ground. So starting with this position will help us to stay more alert, but at the same time we want to keep our body nicely relaxed. So gently and slowly now check your whole body part by part and see if there is any places of tension, any places that you can ask to relax. Check if you can make yourself even a little bit more comfortable. And allow your shoulders to drop. Relax your face, relax your forehead, relax your jaw. Relax your arms and palms. You can place your palms comfortably on the knees. And once you're comfortable, just take some time to notice your body sitting. Notice how it feels. Just simply to be. And notice all the points of contact of your body with the chair, with the floor. And now if you feel okay with closing your eyes, just gently close them. It will help you to focus your vision inward rather than outside. And take a few moments to notice your breath. And you don't need to do anything with your breath. Just simply witness your body breathing in and breathing out. Do not try to change your breath, just calmly observe it as it travels through your body. And you can notice your belly rising and falling, your chest contracting and expanding with each breath you take. And notice how your breath feels in your body. Is your breath shallow or deep, tense or relaxed? You can even notice temperature of your breath. So just fully follow your breath through your whole body. Without a judgment, just observing as the breath changes from moment to moment. And as you're focusing your attention on the breath, you may also notice that your mind may start to wander into thoughts, images. Perhaps it's traveling between the past and the future. This is all fine. It does what it's supposed to do. So just notice these thoughts and gently bring your awareness back to your breath. Bring your awareness back to the present moment. And if you feel that perhaps you might be getting sleepy or drowsy or impatient, you may simply take a few deeper breaths, breathing in and out. Or you may focus and concentrate on your exhale. It will help you to stay connected with your breath. And as you take the inhale, just repeat to yourself, I'm here now, and take the long, deep exhale and say to yourself, I'm safe, I let go. And you can gently open your eyes. And this is basically very, very short practice of focusing on your breath. I think the simplest practice that we can have. And we can do it when we are sitting at home, but we can do it also when we are shopping, when we are queuing, you know, in the shop and just standing in a queue with open eyes. And this is something no one will notice, and you can just focus your attention back to your breath.
Wow.
Calm your nervous system. Yeah. You know, be free from fear and anxiety in this way.
Yeah.
And I suppose important thing is that this practice needs time and it needs routine as well, so we need to repeat that every day to get stronger, to make it a habit, you know, the positive and good habit in our life.
Definitely. I think even after that, just, you know, a short, I think everybody is, their minds are very busy at the moment. So just to be able to sit down and take a couple of minutes for yourself, I definitely feel so much better after doing that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
No problem.
That's only one short part of the whole mindfulness practice. So, yeah.
Definitely. Now, I suppose, of course, you're from the Mindfulness Haven in Galway. And if people are interested in finding out more about mindfulness, and of course, you mentioned Sound Magic Ireland as well through music and sound. If people are interested in this, where's the best place to go to find out more information? And maybe this is something that people need right now in their lives.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's so important. You know, we have to look after our mind as much as we are looking after our body, and especially now. So if you want to find us, the best place to go is our Facebook page, Mindfulness Haven Galway or Sound Magic Ireland, where we also post tips and meditations, guided meditations and sounds that we record, relaxation sounds. You can find us on our website as well, www.mindfulnesshavengalway.ie or www.soundmagicireland.com, or, you know, any advices if you are going through difficult moments and difficult time, especially with anxieties and fear and panic attacks or things like this. I will be really happy to share some of my knowledge and skills. Don't feel you're alone, and yeah, reach out to someone. You know, it's so important that you don't feel alone these days, I think.
Absolutely, definitely. Yeah. Kasia, it was such a pleasure having you on the show, and I really hope that's helped lots and lots of people, and that they will continue to practice mindfulness as well, just to give themselves a little bit of a break each day. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and I really appreciate it, and I'd love to catch up with you again really soon.
Thank you so much. That was my pleasure to be on the show. Thank you.
The Hub Podcast. Subscribe now at iradio.ie.